perform muraqabah. Muraqabah is defined as thinking, focusing, paying attention, your thoughts, totally, in a total manner, on one thing. A person focuses attention on a center point, on a focal point, totally, comprehensively, detaching from everything to pay attention totally on something. That is termed muraqabah, thinking, paying attention, focus, proper focus. Nothing else is coming in mind at that time. No thoughts are coming in mind at that time. Even if thoughts are coming and they're crossing your mind, then to suddenly remove them, eliminate them, distance yourself from them, and then to focus again on the focal point that you're thinking about. This is called muraqabah. So this can be done on everything, anything. Remember this, muraqabah can be done on anything. You can consider anything, think about anything based on this definition. But the Sufis, the walis of Allah, the people connected to Allah, they think over and they pay attention to Allah's name, to Allah the Creator, because Allah is the markaz, the focal point of everything in the universe. Allah, in the hadith, they said that Allah is that name that all names are given to things in the dunya. If we see around us, everything has a name somebody has kept. For example, a father or an uncle has kept a name of children. This is dunya, the world. But the greatest in the universe, if we see that Allah is the greatest, and after Allah, the greatest status is His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His Prophet. Even His name, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah kept His name, selected His name. But Allah's name nobody else has kept. Nobody has kept. In the hadith it is stated, Allah says, Allah praises His name. That Allah is that name. Allah says, I myself selected this name, Allah. That's how great is this name. That Allah said, my name, I selected myself, the name for myself. And then, what did Allah do? Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Allah said, then my name, I protected it in the Quran. I revealed it in the Quran, my name. And then that same name, Allah, Allah said, whoever I wanted in my makhluk creation, I taught them my name. What a great statement. In the creation of Allah, there are select people who always, they keep repeating the name of Allah. Allah is saying this. And then Allah says, then such insan, human beings I selected, that was their duty, their job, to keep on reciting my name. I assigned my name to them, that they recite my name, repeat my name. Then Allah said, in my ghaib treasures, I protected my name. In other words, reality, Allah has protected His name. So who is Allah? Nobody can think, no one can imagine, nobody can know that how much nur is there, how great is. But Allah has just given us a hint that the whole universe that we see, everything we see around us, the value of everything is based on Allah's name, Ism-e-Zat. Just on Allah's name, everything is existent, and the universe will remain existent as long as in this dunya, even if there's one individual who's saying Allah, this dunya, Allah says, I will not finish it. I will not finish it. We see how valuable is this name, Allah. Great value. So what do we do? What do the friends of Allah? That for tazkiyah, Allah Ta'ala has selected them to do the tazkiyah with His name, Ism-e-Zat. So to repeat this name, to recite the name, Allah selected muraqabah. In other words, total focus, attention on Allah's name. Leave everything else aside. So it's totally a new definition that I'm describing to you. So that everything that you can focus on Allah's name and not on anything else in the world. Because as you repeat, what happens? Subhanallah, a great maqam status comes. Ya baqi antal baqi. That's it. Allah, you everlasting. There's nothing else except for you. La mawjudu illa Allah. There's nothing present existing except for you, Allah. Nothing else can he see, that individual. So this is how much he becomes immersed and used to thinking, muraqabah on Allah's name. Allah, Allah, Allah. So this is what we do. We do muraqabah in the heart. In the heart, we silence the tongue, we stop looking, we stop moving, the body is stopped, everything ceases, everything is frozen. And after stopping everything, then the full attention of just one place, where Allah Ta'ala says that where I can be present, and that is the qalb, the heart of the individual, human being. So the individual pays attention to his heart. Then he thinks, he does muraqabah, he ponders, he thinks over Allah's name. Special name. He thinks about Allah, not Allah's attributes. He thinks about Allah Himself. And then Allah's name, which is Allah's personal name, Allah. So the person thinks, focuses on Allah, pays attention to Allah, and then he does dhikr of Allah's personal name. He remembers Allah's name. He doesn't say anything verbally, no dialogue, doesn't move his tongue, he doesn't open his eyes, look around, doesn't pay attention to anywhere else, mind, just focusing on the heart and upon the heart from his name with the nur of his thoughts. He writes the name Allah on his heart and then he pays attention and says, Allah, 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 Allah. And with this focus attention, he becomes immersed and used to saying that. And this is called muraqabah. So what are we doing? We're doing muraqabah ismi zaat. We are doing muraqabah of Allah's name. In other words, our attention we're paying to our heart. This is called waqufi qalbi, to focus and pay attention to that. This is the isla of the Naqshbandi silsila. First thing is in muraqab, waqufi qalbi. In other words, what? The full attention you pay towards the heart. Full attention towards the heart. Focus. You are protecting. You are watching over. From all sides and corners, you are emptying the heart. You are totally emptying the heart. Emptying it. You're protecting the heart. Watching over the heart. That nothing else should come in. Protecting it, securing the heart, because I'm connecting, maintaining my relationship with Allah, me and Allah. I'm maintaining a relationship with Allah. Then after that, with the tongue of your thoughts, so you eradicate all other thoughts, and with the tongue of your thoughts, you pay attention to your heart, and with the tongue of your thoughts, this is the words that the Mashaykh said, with the tongue of your thoughts, you say, Allah, 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 Allah. You keep on continue saying Allah. And this is the tariqah, the method of doing muraqabah.
To remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. I have explained about this. I hope everybody understands it. That the muraqabah is called meditations, which is also doing now everywhere. Other people are also doing this, but for other purpose. I told you, muraqabah can be done by anything. As I told you, explained to you before, you know. So they take the advantage of this way, and they start doing, but they start muraqabah's thinking, concentration on the wrong places. So they are not getting the benefit actually. But the people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, want to increase their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have selected the proper way for doing the muraqabah. And what is that? That the ism is zat of Allah. You know, we can find everything. This is the key point of a Muslim. Allah. Nothing is bigger than Allah name. Nothing is bigger. This is the biggest name. Who covered the whole universe. Allah. With the light. The tajliyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allah gave the power to the person of iman wal mu'minin. He gives the special power to them. They can think it about it. Otherwise, it's very difficult even to think about this name in the heart. It's so jalali and so powerful name. Nobody can. Nobody can. But Allah gives the power, special power to the Muslim people, and only those people who have the intention to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to everyone. Not to everyone. Can't do anyone. Wrong person. Only who is the full intention, want to increase the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, want to go in this way, Allah give him special power and light to recite this name, Ismi Mubarak, in his heart. Otherwise, impossible. How he get it? He get it after seeing some sheikh. Because he's already permission to give the name to the other person. So to learn this name, for doing the zikrullah and muraqabah, you have to learn from Sheikh. It's a must. Otherwise, maybe the wrong thing will happen with this. So must go to learn this zikr, ismi zatullah, through some Sheikh, because he has the power given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can give to the other and transfer to the other peoples. Not the everyone. So, alhamdulillah, we are selected on these people that get the permission to go to Shaykh, and he give the permission to us, you can recite this name in your heart.
Subhanallah.
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 So then, I have seen how to do it, taking this name with the permission of Shaykh, who give the permission of taking the name of this. You should call meditation the way. Meditation means that you think name of Allah, taking of all the thoughts, everything in your heart. Empty your heart with everything. Pure your heart with everything. And then start thinking the name of Allah in your heart and say, not with the mouth, not with the tongue, not with the breath. Some people say, not like that. Some people do. No need for that. Most powerful things in the heaven is intentions. Thinking's power is very, very powerful things. By thinking, you can see in a minute in Medina. So, intention is so powerful. Whatever you think, you can go there. Isn't it? You can go there. Before plane, you can go there. Allah gives so power to the human being. The thoughts is very, very important, powerful things in the mind of people. So, Allah says, to decide my name, use this power of intention. And I purge your this intention, this increase gradually then. Alhamdulillah. So take this full intention toward your heart and with the tongue of your heart. This is our intention. Start saying, Allah, 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 Allah. And then what's the rest? Nobody knows. It's between the man, human being, and Allah. What you asking, what he gives you, nobody knows about it. Samajhiye baat mein? Dono zamane mein samajhiye? Chal, inshallah. Kya karte hain? Muraqaba, yani isme zaat ka zikr qalb ke upar, zuban ko hilaye baghair, dil ki zuban ke saath Allah, Allah, Allah. Bismillah.